Yeah, I remember in the book, like Ajahn Amaro, talked about compassion, practical metta. He talked about everything your mind contact with, for example, the sound, the taste, anything your mind encounters, you transform that kind of energy into a compassion and a metta. How is that?
Well, I think one of the things in terms of, especially as a practice or as a training or as a result, is that when we don't respond to, say, the sensory contact of the world outside with aversion, fear, ill will, suspicion, then you're able to shed the negative reactions, then it naturally sort of creates some space for a wholesome reaction. And the natural wholesome reaction when we're able to shed the sort of the negative habits would be to loving kindness and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that unskillful tendencies are transformed into the skillful and the wholesome.
You transfer all your negative reaction and emotion into the kindness kind of.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is especially if you come back to something reflecting on the Four Noble Truths, that and also reflecting on our own inherent tendencies, we prefer happiness. We prefer to be happy than to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just oftentimes we don't see it clearly,
mm-hmm.
so then we get caught in the negative.
Mm-hmm.
We get caught in something unskillful. But when we see that more clearly, and when we see the benefit of responding in ways that create well-being,
mm-hmm.
loving kindness, compassion, because that's the direct result of tending to, say, loving kindness, is we experience happiness,
mm-hmm.
and we experience well-being. When we incline to compassion, and we experience well-being and happiness, so we have a vested interest. But it's also paying attention to those natural inclinations and tendencies, and being able to support the things that actually lead to well-being, happiness, to peace.
Mm-hmm.